again, and welcome to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, here on precision.agwire.com. Today, we're going to talk tractors, and it's been a long time. We'd all talk about tractors, and there's all these old-time tractors, events that happen. There's tractor rides, and tractors seem to be a passion of all of our farmers across the land. Joining me today is Robin Hoffman. He is the editor of Farm and Ranch Living. And Robin, you guys have come up with a top 10 list. Tell me a little bit about that.
Hi, thanks, Leah. We came up with the list because we run a tractor talk section in every issue, and it's one of our most popular features, as you can imagine. And we thought, let's find out what our readers think the top 10 tractors are. We've had a lot of experts come up with their list, but we thought, this is a book that's a magazine. It's pretty much written by the readers, so we thought we'll let them pick it. So last summer, we put a story in the magazine saying, send us in your votes for the top tractor and some stories about why you voted for it. And boy, they responded. We got hundreds and hundreds of votes. And it was kind of fun tabulating them all and adding them up. And we did come up with the top 10 tractors. And it was actually more clear-cut, except at the very top, than they would have thought. So it was a really interesting process. And again, for us, it's all about the stories as opposed to just the statistics on the tractor and whatnot. So we got a bunch more great stories about why people care so much about these tractors.
Well, let's talk about the stories. I just shared one with you a little while ago about my dad, and he still has his first tractor. What's one of the stories of these top 10 that stuck with you as you guys were going through this?
Yeah, that's your dad's story. It's really very typical. I mean, most of these tractors have been in the family, for generations in a lot of cases. And, you could just kind of run through here, and we came up with at least three or four stories to run with each time here. But, here's one I'm looking at now where, Dad bought a new Farmall H in 1942. Rubber and electronics were being diverted to the war effort, so it didn't have any lights or tires. So he'd even sent a picture of him and his sister being pulled behind this steel-wheeled H in a little wagon. And when rubber became available and after the war, they put, tires on it and put on electronics and everything. So that's just really typical. And, and on all these readers, just, they talk about, that the tractor kind of grew with them as they grew up, and it grew with the farm as the farm grew. And they've always treated it sort of like a member of the family as opposed to just a piece of equipment. So it's just really cool because it says a lot about the family as well as the tractor.
One of the favorite things that I kind of joke around with my dad a little bit is, he loves to go to a lot of old-time tractor shows and take a look at what's now classified as an antique. And I joke with him a little bit when I say, "Dad, isn't that what we farmed with?" But then, that was 30-some-odd years ago. So, it truly is an antique at this point. Tell me a little bit about the restoration efforts, because probably a lot of these weren't necessarily used daily currently. So are a lot of people doing a lot of restoration now?
Yeah, most of these have been restored or at least repainted. A lot of these old tractors were built like tanks. It's amazing what great shape they've stayed in through the years, And I had a guy tell me once that, kind of the peak of the golden era of tractors was in the 50s because they still built them to last forever. And yet they had most of the modern, conveniences that you want on a tractor even then. They had hydraulics, they had three-point hitches, they had power steering. So they were, they were very, easy to use tractors, and yet they were still built like back in the old days when they were supposed to last for 100 years, like a steam engine or something. So really it's taken a lot less, a typical tractor doesn't have to be rebuilt nearly as much as, say, a car would. And part of that because they don't have as much sheet metal as a car, and that the sheet metal that they did have is really thick. So it doesn't just rust away as bad. All these guys have tended to do their own restorations. Sometimes it takes years. You can imagine how happy their wife is to have the, you know, tractor torn apart in their garage or shop for 3 years. But that's fairly typical. And then some of them, though, I mean, we've got stories in here about guys who just, you know, basically have been using this tractor for 40 years, and all they did was slap a coat of paint on it and some new spark plugs and take it out and run it in the parade, and it looks like new. So it really depends on how hard it was used and how perfect they want to get it.
Well, those are definitely great stories. And as we talk about this, let's talk a little bit about the magazine. Folks can pick this up, and probably a lot of folks already have a subscription to you. But if not, where would they find the top 10 tractors?
We're published by Reader's Digest. So you can find it on the Reader's Digest website. We have our own website called farmandranchliving.com. You can subscribe there. The top 10 tractors, we don't have that on the website right now, which is a shame, because they're redoing the website. But we can sure, you know, get a copy out to anybody that wants to see one. They can just contact us, email us through that website. So it's, you know, it's readily available. And we like people to argue about it, too. That's one of the best parts about this. You know, we hope people argue to coffee shops about now that should have been number 3, not number 6. So
they probably should have sent in something then if they wanted it to be a different number.
That's what one guy complained. So our list, the Farmall H, ended up being the top tractor. And we've already had a guy who has the big Ford 8N enthusiast who complained that now he thought, you know, that should have been number 1 instead of number 2. And I said, well, did you send in your vote? He said, no. He said, well, there you go. You know, it's your own fault that it did number 1. So yeah, it's kind of fun to talk about and argue about. And you know, that's really what it boils down to. But, you know, everybody seems to really enjoy these lists. Want me to run through it?
I absolutely would like you to run through it, because I love the fact that there's red, there's green, there's some silver, there's some names that you don't hear of anymore. So, yeah, let's run through it.
Yeah, well, our number one, our top tractor was Farmall H. And to some extent, you know, the popularity of these tractors, the votes came in depending on how many were made. And, you know, International Harvester built almost 400,000 of these things. So, you know, and they built them from 1939 to 53. So it's, you know, that's part of why they're popular. But it's still, you know, these were kind of in their day great groundbreaking tractors. And the H certainly was for International Harvester. You know, it kind of pushed them into what was then the modern era. And so we weren't at all surprised that one came out on top. And it's still one of the, you just see H's everywhere. You'd almost think that every H ever made is still out there running somewhere. Our number two tractor was the 8N Ford. And again, that was a breakthrough tractor, especially for Ford. They, you know, that's kind of when they made a big leap. And they sold 524,000 of these things, you know, from 47 to 52. And again, it's one of those tractors that you still just see everywhere. People still run those. They still use them for plowing gardens and moving snow. And, you know, it's just a great little utility tractor. I mean, it's as useful and valuable now as it was back then. So I'm not at all surprised that that made the top of the list. Our number three tractor was the Farmall M, which was the H's big brother. And that was more of a plowing tractor, and it wasn't, you know, quite so, you know, it wasn't a utility tractor, even though it, you know, only had 33 horsepower. That was a big tractor for its day. They sold a ton of those, you know, 270,000 of them, and it's not quite as useful as a utility tractor, so you don't see them being used nearly as much as H's and AN's and things. But it was such a, you know, such a great tractor in state that people have hung on to them. Our number four tractor, we get into some green here, the John Deere B. And again, they sold 350 57,000 of those from 1935 to 52. And it was, again, a great tractor and stay. That's a lot of what John Deere built its reputation on. You know, everybody loved that big two-cylinder engine going putt. And the B was, you know, that was kind of their, you know, their big breakthrough tractor. So, again, it was a pretty powerful tractor. You know, it had, like in the 40s, it had 25 horsepower. So, it pulled a plow pretty well. And people still hang on to those. If you're a John Deere fan, you know, no other engine, you know, comes close to that two-cylinder engine. Number five, this would kind of be my personal favorite in terms of maybe the most important tractor of all time, and that's the John Deere 4020. That was a tractor that we got when I was a teenager, and that kind of signaled for me personally the jump from us being this little barely hanging on farm to a farm that was going places. And that's kind of, the 4020 was widely regarded as the kind of leap into the modern tractor era. I mean, and it changed the game for everybody. So, you know, they only sold 184,000 because they didn't build it for that long. And then they, you know, John Deere, and that was what built them into the kind of dominant tractor company that they are now. They took that and just really ran with it. So it built from 63 to 72, and it sold almost 185,000 of them. But it was comfortable. It was powerful. It was really easy to use. It had an 8-speed transmission. It was just an amazing tractor. So we're not at all surprised that that ended up in the top 10, even though it's not. I hate to think of it as an antique because it was a tractor that we had. You know, I remember so well and spent, you know, a huge amount of time on it. It is. So we included it. The number six was a John Deere A, and that was a little bit larger tractor than the B. So they sold about 300,000 of those and built from 34 to 52. And a lot of people still have those too. And again, it was just a great tractor for its time. I personally never got fond of the hand clutch. If you're used to a foot clutch, you're constantly taking your foot over there trying to find it when it was time to turn. So I was never the two-cylinder John Deere fan, but a lot of people are, and they're just incredibly loyal to them. Number seven was Farmwall Model A, and in its day, that was kind of the great utility tractor. I mean, it was about 16 horsepower. They built 120,000. They sold a lot of them, through the South, for really small farms. That kind of what it was aimed at was, farms that had less than 100 acres. And they built it so that you could kind of sit, you didn't sit right behind the hood. You sat over to the side a little bit so that you could, if you're using it for cultivating, you could watch that row go by without turning your neck. So that was kind of a cool idea. And again, those are still being used today as utility tractors. You know, they're just everywhere. We're not surprised about that one. Number eight is the Ford Golden Jubilee. And that was the tractor that Ford came up with after the 8N's incredibly long run. And that's a personal favorite of mine. I don't have a Golden Jubilee, but I do have a 641. And it's basically the same sort of tractor. And, again, it's like all of those built in the 50s. It's just a great tractor. I mean, it's solid as a rock. It's got a really nice transmission. It's got the three-point hitch. It's got good hydraulics, good power steering. And I just love that hood. I don't know if you've ever noticed one, but they're kind of an Art Deco six-piece, curvy, gorgeous hood.
It's almost a little bit sexy to look at that one. It's nicely curved and check it out. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
It really is. And, it shouldn't matter on a tractor, but it's beautiful. I mean, it's a work of art. It's not quite so much fun when you've taken it apart and are trying to put it back together and getting all the seams to line up again. But, it is a gorgeous piece. And it's kind of an example of the extra work that they put into those tractors back then, That's just very cool. I love that tractor. The last two, the 9 and 10 spots, are both claimed by Alice Chalmers. And since we're based in Wisconsin, we've always had kind of a really high, at the National Magazine, we've had a high concentration of Wisconsin readers. And Alice Chalmers was built in Wisconsin. So, you know, they just kind of flooded in the votes here. And even though, you know, there were less than 100,000 of these, this WD-45 built, you know, it made it up onto 9 on the list. So the Alice Chalmers owners are very loyal and proud of the tractor. So the number 9 is a WD-45, which was a big tractor that was almost 38 horsepower. Very powerful, and it's still pretty powerful today. You know, a lot of people still use them for, you know, for farming. It's a good tractor, and they built those from 53 to 57, so it's got all the modern conveniences that you'd want on a tractor. And then number 10 was the WD, which was a little bit smaller version of that, and it was about 25 horsepower, and again, people still use them all the time now. You know, they're not just sitting in sheds; they're out there being used every day on farms, and people just have, you know, all these great stories about, you know, why they've kept them all these years, and why they'll probably never get rid of it.
Well, I'm sure it was difficult to come up with just a top 10. Did you guys have any honorable mentions, so to speak?
Yeah, we did, and you know, we probably could have done the whole magazine on these. So yeah, we had and a lot of when, and you know, like I said, when you got close, there were a lot of these that were pretty close. You know, the votes were very close on them. So we kind of picked our favorites from some of the other brands. The Farmall Cub, of course, gets a mention. That's a great little, you know, I always thought of it as a mowing tractor. That's what we used it for. And it was almost the only thing around like that back in the day, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, there really weren't that many tractors that size for small jobs like that. So I had kind of a love-hate relationship with the Cub, but, you know, a lot of people do love them, and they're great little tractors. Case VAC, that was a 20 horse tractor that they built in the 40s and early 50s. And again, Case didn't make the top of the list because it was never a huge seller, but people who have Cases just love them. And they're really great tractors. They're really pretty and reliable tractors. You know, people kind of forget about Case since it's, you know, it doesn't exist as a separate entity now. It's and so it's not quite the, you know, got the same, you know, popularity as a John Deere, but you know, there's still a lot of Cases around and a lot of really loyal Case owners. Massey Harris 44 made our list of top favorites, and that was a 40 horse tractor. Personally, my favorite paint color ever, that Massey Harris red, is just gorgeous. I've got a friend who collects those, it's always fun to go and watch those. Minneapolis Moline Z made the top of the list. And again, Minneapolis Moline made a great tractor, really powerful tractors. You know, they had some that were great on the tractor pull circuit when I was a kid. So the Z made the list. And then the Oliver 70, that was kind of one of the first tractors where the company tried to make them look pretty. They really styled it nice. It's got this really pretty sloping hood on it, and these side panels that they put on there to cover the engines, you know, were very sleek looking, had louvers in them. And so it was, you know, that's just always kind of been a favorite of mine too, just in terms of how pretty it looked. You know, it was sort of signaled the jump from just a, you know, wheels with an engine sitting on them to something that you could, you know, kind of take some pride in. So that made the list. And, you know, we could have gone on and on and on, but you had to draw the line somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's a great list, and of course, we'll link up some information for folks to be able to take a look at the list as well and see some of the stories that you have from folks. Because I think one of the great things about old tractors is not just the tractor itself and its workability, but the stories of folks and the hard work on the farm and what the tractor really means to them.
Yeah, please do. And again, if anybody, and we're always looking for new stories. Again, send them in. We run a Tractor Talk feature in every issue, and that's what it's full of is photos of their tractors and how they restored them and why they care so much about them. And it's just great reading. I've had a lot of people tell me, even though they're not tractor fans, they love these stories just because they're great stories.
Well, Robin Hoffman, thank you so much for joining me. He is the editor of Farm and Ranch Living. We've been talking about the top 10 tractors pretty much of all time as you go back and look through these. I appreciate your time today. That's another edition of the Hick Chick Chat here on precision.agwire.com. Don't forget to join us on Twitter and follow along in the conversation on Facebook as well.